Okay, Bosnia Photoshop, Sonia. As we were saying before, for a while around the table there were seven people, and reminded me of the parsha, right? The seven good cows, right? Mm-hmm. Now I'm talking about what's on the plates. I'm not, you know, the but then now there, and then there were eight, right? But Lamar says something very interesting about the seven good cows, right? But Tirena Ba'ahu, they were grazing together. It doesn't say that by the seven bad cows. And now by the Sheva Shibolim that were good, Olos Bekone Echad, they all had the same stem, right? Which imagine what that looked like. Seven Shibolim, one stem, what does that look like?
Menorah.
Whoa, Sebek.
Nobody's on his team tonight.
Right? So, you know, and it doesn't say that by the seven bad ones. They weren't Bekone Echad, right? So in the good, there's the seven, which we know is the seven major kochos of the cosmos, but there's something in addition. There's the achdus, and that's what the eighth is. The eighth, we say, is l'mala min ateva. It's the kesher elyon that holds it all together, right? Yeah. Right? And the...
Morty was the eighth.
Morty.
Yeah.
Well, no, but here, so now in the menorah, So that's l'mala min ateva, right? And that's, you know, l'mala min ateva, which is what the Torah is relative to chochmas chitzonius, which describe the teva, right? As I say, I mean, I go with the science, I'm going with the science, whatever. You know, once upon a time that meant something, right? But, you know, the seven chochmas describe the teva, and then there's the, you know, the achdus between them, which you can't see in the branches. And that's the Torah, Istako Baraiso Bar Alma. That's the Shorash Elyon from which everything comes. You know, you get to the Torah, you get to the Plemius, right? You get to the Achdus. And that's what it says, you know, by the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, Miksha Achas. It was Miksha. Miksha Teose. It was made out of a solid piece of gold. All the seven branches were all made from a solid piece of gold. So it's interesting. Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu was Niskashe. You know, b'maisa menorah, he found it difficult until, you know, Bezalel miraculously made it after he tried, and without getting into all the amkus of the different shittas in the medrash of how the menorah ultimately got made and how that represents our different relationships with the Torah. But the point is like this: the menorah being difficult is alluded to in the word miksha, that it was all made out of a solid piece of gold. Right, because the Torah, reaches the things that are kosher on the human intelligence. The human intelligence can't reconcile yediyah and bechira, right? Ishtadlus and bitochen, tzaddik v'ralo, right? And that's what the achdus of Nor represents. That all these things that we see as separate branches that will never meet, it's all miksha achas, and that miksha achas is kosher on the human intelligence, right? Human, the physical intelligence, is not soivul. Right, the human intelligence is what Yevonim, as a nation, supposedly at the time, were the most developed in. Right? But and this is where it falls short. You know, they're just in branches. They're not in Sheirish. Right, and the end of Hanukkah, generally speaking, is that the aura of the Sheirish shines through the branches, and we'll talk about this in a slightly different vein in just a minute, right? But the aura of the Shoresh shines through, and that's why Hanukkah's 8 days. The 8th day is connected to the Shoresh per se, right? That's why it's called Zos Hanukkah, that, the laning is how all the Karbanos Lozim are added up to one Achdus. That's the laning, and there's a mitzvah to do during the Yom, and that's to take all the psilas of all the 8 days and burn them together. Right, so it's, the 8th day of Hanukkah is not, it's not seven and yet another. The 8th day is connected that the Achdus comes out, the Achdus per se. And that scene of Ora Hanukkah is that the Or of the Shoresh Elyon shines through the branches, shines in the branches, right? Which they don't have. They see the branches, but they don't see the Shoresh, right? And that's the Mila of Torah over all the other Chochmas Chitzonias. It's one of its many Milas. Right, is that it is, truly the one chokhmah that's koilo everything. Torah Shem Tamima, it's not missing anything, right? All the things that branch out to the extent that the human mind can't be soivel, how they're not a contradiction. The Torah is koil all these things. It's all nichlal in the emes of the Torah, right? So that's the achdus that there is over there. And so we come here, you know, the achdus that is between the good and the good. By the bad, it says, yispordu ko pole oven. Evildoers, knesia shi shem shemaim sofel iskaim. A convergence, that's the shem shemaim, it will endure. So knesia shem shemaim ain sofel iskaim. Right, the shem shemaim, which is the or hatira, right, the or of malchus shemaim, which is called zeus, right? Zeus is the midah of Shechina, Kaidua Malchus, right? That shines out, right? That's the aura of the invisible essence. So Zeus is the word for essence. You know, what is the essence? No one knows. You know, physically, you know what something looks like. You know its properties. What is the thing in itself? It's a mystery. The thing in and of itself is the divrei Torah that's connected to that thing. That's the thing itself. You know, the Divrei Torah from which that thing comes from. That's the Zeus. That's the thing itself. Right? Want to thank Donnie for, you know, having this night of Achdus, you know, the seven that leads into eight, but it's not really eight. It's seven and Achdus. Right? Which one of you is the Achdus? You'll fight it out, right?
No, want to know. Right? He was...
You fight it out, right?
No,
yeah, Achdus,
know.
Right?
No, it's a good challenge. Right, yeah, right. He was seven. Right. He went out and walked in. So what's
the fact? No, that's the whole point. The Achdus is evasive. It's invisible.
Oh! Right? So it could be me, you're saying. Right. It could even be me.
Well, let's not. Let's stay connected to reality.
Right. Right. No, and you know, that's, you know, the, you know, that, you know, the post came have already agreed, right, that there is no Sudas Mitzvah on Hanukkah, Alts Hanukkah. But that, you know, but it's already admitted, so Laharbos Ksas Ramal brings, and the poskim say, come and say Divrei Torah. Because the Pshat is, you know, it's an amazing thing, right? A Sudas Mitzvah, you know, is a mitzvah because, you know, the circumstances around it, you know, make it a mitzvah. Right, but you know, they say, you know, you make it a mitzvah. You make it by saying Divrei Torah. It's our job to bring out the Or HaMa'ached. When you bring out that Or HaMa'ached, you know, that's the Achdus, and that's what happens, you know, later in the Torah. You know, later in this week's Parsha. So first, you know, the Achdus is alluded to in the good, and then when, you know, Yosef's brothers come, V'hachein Tzvoach V'hachein, right? Put out good meat, and that's the right. You know, but it's done, you know, but kavanah tchila, not because there's a chiv and therefore you do it. You know, you do it and you bring out the ore that makes it a mitzvah. And when we raise the level at the table here, we'll be zocha to that. And we'll try to do that right now. All right, but, you know, but it's also alluded to also in the mitzvah of ner Chanukah. It's ner ish ubesoy, right? That, you know, even though you could be mahader, but the ikar mitzvah is one candle for everyone. You know, now it says ish, and I see over here no one's drinking except for me, right? And whatever, and I don't know what you plan to, what you're...
Whatever.
Right?
No one was drinking.
There's no amount of alcohol that makes you an ish.
Right?
No one, okay? No one except for me.
And having just one person drink, that's not making achdus. You know, it says, vayishtu vayishtaru imo, by that same suit that he made. To make achdus with his brothers, vayishtu vayishkaru imo, right? I don't know, what are you guys trying to gain? They found a new mayor for South Bend already. Drink.
That's really good. I'm going to say that from now on. What are you, the mayor of South Bend?
Anyway.
Afterwards.
All right,
let's record. I'll tell you that.
Alone kids.
Alone kids. All right, so Rosh Hashanah, you know, should be, we should stay, ba'achdus, you know, and the ora achdus of the achdus of Torah, the mixture of the menorah, right, you know, the real shorish elyon that's makasher everything, All right, and that, you know, sort of I want to bring this more into the vein of the human experience. I've heard a lot of talk tonight saying about Zayden Biad Oskei Sarasecha, right? Seems to be, which indeed, you know, that line of the Al HaNisim requires some explanation. How is it different than Rishoyim Biad Tzadikim that we mentioned right before? Rishoyim Tzadikim. You know, so what, now, you know, what have you come and what have you added by saying Zayden Biad Oskei Sarasecha? That's not Nichlal already in Rishoyim Biad Chad Tzadikim. Right? So there's the term Zaydim, right? You know, it has a more general meaning than people in Woodmere. It's bigger than that, right?
Oh!
Right?
Ooh!
Right?
If you need a knife.
Right.
A long
lives. I know. It wasn't you. Yeah. It's referring to someone.
Now we just know.
Rebbe is given a loan. Life for the next month. He can move off of his puppet. Right.
Wow.
Right. Oh. You didn't say cedars, by the way.
Oh my gosh.
How long do you feel re-energized?
I feel great. Thank you for coming back.
No, I was referring to something earlier in the evening before your arrival. Right? Okay. Now, you know, the term is, you know, Zad is Miloshin Mezid. Kiyozid Ishareu Lahargo Ba'arma. You know, it focuses on intent, right? What you're actively thinking. Right? The, you know, and it's interesting. There's a Maral that, you know, points out, you know, Gemara in the Sanhedrin by the Sugya of Ben Saramora, but, you know, that, you know, points out that he has to be called an Ish, and, you know, and Ki Yozid Ish, you know, that already, you know, the Klei Azera are cooking, you know, and the Maral says thinking, you know, the Koch of Machshava. It's called, you know, to cook, because you develop an idea, you refine it, you know, and then, you know, it's, you understand, you know, Tam e Torah, like, Tam, Kishuchan Aruch Muchan Lecho, right, so that's, as it says, Vayozid Yaakov Nazid, right, it was have to do with, you know, being amazing, you know, so the Maral says that, you know, it's, no, the you know, the process of thought is also called to cook, because that's to develop and to refine and to bring out tam, like my time and also tam, right? You know, it's also Zaydim goes on machshava, right? And that's very interesting that, you know, a Russia, right, you know, doesn't have to necessarily be a mazed in the full sense. You know, because you know, a person could is called a Rosha if he can't be Mizgabra over his taiva, right? You know, it's, as long as he still was aware that it's usur, right? Right. So he's still technically amazed, even though that's not really what he wants to do, right? You know, everyone knows the famous Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin. Right, that, you know, Kofra Sach Yomer Rotsani, but he doesn't want. Okay, deep down he does want, just the HRS Kofa, and we, you know, and Chazal have already said a cloud, Sadikim Libam Bershusam, Rishoyim Bershus Libam. A person who has no self control, Russia, you know, no self control is also called a Russia, right? You know, so why is it called a Russia? No self control, because he brought himself into that state, you know. You know, and that's different from someone who's, you know, a zod, you know, a real mazer, that might, you know, it's not that he can't control himself. He's aware that's also, but he can't control. But this is, you know, there is intent. There's, he invests real machshava into it, right? And, you know, and that's why the converse is, you know, of the zaydim is not, you know, tzadikim. That's Rishayim versus tzadikim.
Zaydim is worse than Rishayim.
Zaydim is worse than Rishayim. There is active intent. So it's a shita. It's not that he's not, you know, he knows it's wrong, but he can't control it. No, it's a shita. It's planned out. It is, right? So the hepech of that is not a tzaddik. The hepech of that is oskei sarasecha, right? So, you know, so that should ring a bell. That's the bracha that we make, you know, on... you know, in the morning, you know, last soak b'divrei Torah, right? why not Lil Motar? What's, La Sok, right? La Sok, right? So Asok is something that you're engaged in, right? Your mind is, totally occupied in it, right? And that's, a whole nother level of Torah, right? Is that, your whole, it's not like you understand the directive what to do, right? It takes up your whole mind, right? And that's what we say, if that's a Rav Nashem, okay, it's Divrei Torascha Befinu, right? It should be sweet, should be delicious. That means you should be totally engaged, right? Totally asuk, right? Your mind is totally there, right? Your mind is totally there, right? It's interesting, and when you go right into it, say Vaharivna, right? It should be delicious. So of course, if it's delicious, of course it's easier to be connected. But it's an interesting idea in halacha. There's something called misasik, right? But misasik means that actually your mind was preoccupied on something else. Like you thought that this is talush, but really it's connected. You lift it up on Shabbos. That's misasik, right? Right? Yeah. So your mind was totally not there. That's even less than shogeg. That's less. You're potter from a korban chatas. That's less than shogeg. Shogeg, you know what you're doing, right? Here you were totally unaware, right? That's called misasik. Your mind was elsewhere, right? You did not. You were totally unaware. So Gemara says, halacha, there's no such thing as misasek b'chalovim va'arayos shekein nene, right? There's no such thing as you're with the wrong woman, you didn't realize it's not your wife, right? Or you're eating chalev. There's not, because shekein nene, it's not shayach, that you didn't have your mind on it, right? Because you're enjoying it, right? Right, and that's what Davio said. Lots of there are varevno. It should be delicious. It should be sheken nene. There should never be any hesach hadas. Because if you're enjoying it, your mind and heart is there. If you're enjoying it, right? It's impossible to have misasik in a negative sense that your head is elsewhere totally, right? So it's lots of to veitar that should be there, right? Totally engaged, right? And this goes back to, that the Kayadur, the Ora Torah, right, is Kenega the Or of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the Torah that's in the people, as opposed to the Torah that's in books. And we know, Hanukkah is a Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh. There's no Megillas Antiochus that's Kisvei HaKodesh, right? The whole thing, Esther was Sofanisim Shinit Nuli Kosev. Right. This is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the Or of Torah. It's contained in the people. It's not in the books. It's in the people. And that's what the Or Menorah represents. Now, it's an amazing thing. So the Or Menorah was Miksha, right? That means even the secrets, the big, is it the Pshat, human intelligence is limited, Torah is infinite, so the Torah that's in our heads is Sheker. It's something, based on, it has a little taste, it's mamish. That or ain't sof is still in our minds, even if it, what we have inside of our head is a little bit, runs ahead of, way ahead of, what our minds could be typhus, but it's there. It's the same or, right? So in Parshas Baloscha, there's a slew of midrashim about Adri. It's amazing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the makor of or, and he still tells us to light the menorah for him. And then you have to ask, what's the midrash bechlal amazed by? Adri Baruch Shalom also created all the cows, and yet we give him korbanos. And he can ask it by any mitzvah. Adri Baruch Shalom doesn't need anything, and he created, and yet we do it for him. No, the kasha was from, Dafka, the Or HaMenorah that represents the Ribon Shlom's Or, and that's what it means. The Or is his, right? The Or is his. That, our lighting the menorah is that his Or is by us. That's the Pella. So amongst the many Midrashim that the Midrash brings is the following Moshel. There was a Pikeach and a Suma, a sighted man and a blind man, and they're walking together. And the sighted man leads the blind man everywhere. And then they get into home. He brings the blind man home. And the Pikeach says, are you home? You feel your table? Hadlik liyasaner. I want you to light a candle for me. And so you're my eyes, you know. You make your joke. It's like I should make light for you. You're my eyes. Shelo tachzik li tova. I don't want you to feel indebted to me, right? So also, Akosha was called the pikeach, and Amishel is called the suma. And Rosh says, yo, I want you to make light for me. So now take a look at the at the omek of the medrash. You know, the mashal given, right? The blind man who can't see the light is still producing light that the sighted man could see and appreciate. Right. That means an amazing thing, that when we learn Torah, or Mechadish Chidushei Torah, you know, it's much bigger than what we realize. You know, we're the blind men. We're producing light that even we can't see. You know, we just, you know, the amount that we're conscious of is just, the chitzonis of the chitzonis of the chitzonis, but it's the same or that the sighted man is getting hanah from. Right? That's the unbelievable, inyan of Torah Shebaal Peh. It's the Ribon Shem's light in our kelim. Right? So I'm gonna ask Akash. You probably never heard this one before, right? Why is Chanukah 8 days? One day wasn't a nace. Right? 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 Yeah. There you go. Right? Right? So I'm gonna tell you a new mahalach in this.
Right?
What? Right? Right, but the human mind, right? The human mind, is it the etzem of thought? It's interesting, is the human mind the etzem of thought, or is it a kli for thought? And I'm not just talking about the neurons. I'm talking about even the way of thinking, logic. Is logic the etzem of thought? Or is logic a kli to hold thought? You want to think about it for a second?
Sounds like a kli, no?
What? You just guessed, right?
What did Miriam say?
What?
What does the wood Miriam say?
If it's something that Hashem gave us, he gave us these kalim.
Right.
So it can't be the etzem. So now,
right. At the same time, we know that we have Hashem to come up, and that is our mind. Our ability to think, that sentient part of us, is the
thing that's coming up. I'll tell you about thinking, like logic. Like 1 + 1 equals 2.
Always in the middle.
Just think about this.
I want to be number 8.
No.
Too late.
Right. He started talking about thought, and he's like, well, there's nothing I can contribute.
I don't understand
the question. What?
You don't understand the question, sir? No. I don't know the answer. I don't know what I think the answer is. I don't know.
No. I'm not talking about the neurons. How the neurons are right. Clear. I think about that's a thing. Logic. The whole's the sum of the parts. Is that the etzem of machshava?
At the same time, logic is based on the rules of this world. And we can't imagine something that it goes against the nature of this world. So it can't be the etzem of thought. It can't be the etzem of reason. It's a kli that holds it. You'd have to say it's a kli that holds it, because meaning like the old notion of imagining a square circle, that kind of thing.
Right.
We can't be toifis that, because it's not something that works within the boundaries of our existence of this physical world.
So am I not after you now?
It's good
science
to the
pieces
of
fashion,
I imagine.
Right. So logical. Yeah. No, the Yevonim, they thought that logic is the etzem of machshava, and it's the etzem of reality, and therefore
be all and end all,
right? And therefore they think that what is logical is mukhrach. It must be. It must be. Right. Yeah. Yeah, when science was science, right? And therefore they didn't believe in Nisim. They believe, what seemed logical seemed mukhrach, right? Right. So if that's the way I think, then that must be the way it is, right? The machshava in the head is the etzem. Right, is the etzem adover, right? That was their whole position, and that's why they're makhish nisim. or makhish hashgacha pratis, or makhish a lot of things, because they thought, logic is, it is reality. Logic is not a kli, right? It's not a tool to work with. It is the etzem of thought, which is, the etzem dika description of reality, right? So now, interesting enough, already the Torah's merames, Hanukkah's ushered in by all this, the whole, story of Mechiras Yosef, says that when Yosef was approaching, Vayisnaklu oso lahamiso. Vayisnaklu, they plotted. So it's from non-art school publications. To point out that, the Sforum Akdoshim might point out that the... Right. The root word is kli. Kli. Right. I'm going to say it's bedafka because Alon is outside. Right. And no one's allowed to tell him this vort. Right. Oh. Just to make him feel really bad. But it's something that Nebuchadnezzar would enjoy. We have very little from Nassim Adler. Right. We have very, very little, because he held that's also the right Chidush Torah, if you remember why she's right. But I once saw, a very, very thin contrast of Likutim stuff in the name of Nosson Adler. And this obviously made a very big impression on the issue of Lo Yechli Gever Al Isha, Lo Yobash Gever Simlas Isha. All right, so we're talking about the issue, she can't wear his, he can't carry his weapons and he can't wear a dress, right? So he's a zok there, interesting. So it's state in Ari, he brings, that if a person, a Nebuch, thinks about women all day, he comes back as in a Gilgal as a woman. Right? It's one of the owners. You have your mind on a woman all day? Yes.
Wow.
It's not too late. Yes.
From the Arizal.
Wow. You think about women all day, your next Gilgal, you come back as a woman. Right? So he says, no, based with this Ari, he wants to say, Lo yechli loshim machshava, kli. Lo yechli gever al isha, let the machshava man not be on a woman, velo yobash gever, and then that man won't be wearing a dress in his next Gilgal.
Right.
Wow.
Right. His life has changed.
I bet she's gonna get engaged soon.
Right.
It's humongous.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, she said, "Do not tell you."
You walk out. There are consequences.
Right. Named you.
Right.
You know what it is? It's like when people from Windmere show up, they come a bad influence on me.
Yes, sir.
I wonder why he's saying bark while he's outside.
Yeah. Right. So, Right. Rav Chasdai Kreskes in his Sefer Or Hashem in the Hatzah asked the question, Rambam, counts Anochi Hashem Elokecha as a mitzvah to believe in God, right? The Bahag didn't count as a mitzvah, it's a mitzias, you believe or you don't believe, and he asked on the Rambam, how could it be a tzivui to think a certain way? The answer is, the Rambam already wrote in the Shmona Prokim, in the second parak, there's Bechira, in the Sikhli. You're not muhrach to think the way you think. It's not muhrach. You decide the way you think. Lama said at the end of the day, when you accept something as MS or you reject something as Sheker, that was a choice. Because with all the arguments in the world, if you like the idea, you'll accept it as MS. And with, right? And with all, and the same thing goes, if you just, no matter how many proofs I bring you, if you don't want to believe, you'll reject, right? Machshav is not muhrach. It's a kli. It's a kli. And it goes on logic also. It's a tool to measure up the world that we're meant to use, when it comes, to derech hateva, if I have to, measure, the proper gvul of hishtadlus or how to do something. But it's only a kli. It's only a kli. It's not the etzem. Right? Right? So now, it's a kli for what? It's a kli for the or, right? Right, it's a kli for the or. And again, in non-art scroll material, right? So we talk about the, you know, the Or and the Kalim, right? Extensively, right? You know, the the Ruchnius is called Or, and the Gash is called the Kli, and that's the great Jewish challenge to put the Or in Kli, right? You know, the Kli should be a way to grab onto the Or and bring the Or, you know, to where it isn't, and that's what the Kli is moisif, a new application to the Or, because you know the Or used to be there, but you know you put in the Kli, so you expanded the Or to a new area. Right, and that's what a ner is, right? Shraga b'tiara mayahanya. You don't need a candle by day, right? What does it help? It's already light. It's already light. You need a candle at night to dispel the darkness. This kli captures Or, and could bring the Or to the choshech and light it up, right? But you know the yevonim, you know, and kayadua, when the kli is gover on the Or, right? So you know it's. So when the Kli is covered there, it's choshech, right? It obscures the Or, right? And ultimately, it's not good for the Kli, because when the Kli totally obscures the Or, the Or can't be there, then there's shviras hakelim, kayadua, right? You know, but initially, you know, before the point of no return, where there's a shvira, which is generally too late by then, initially, the Kli wants to be goyver over the Or, right?
So I said the question.
Yeah?
You see, you're in mitzvah, the Torah Or,
right.
And mitzvah is the kli, and Torah is the
emanating. Right, because the mitzvah light. Refers to Torah Shebaal Peh, and the Goyin says it's on that pasuk.
Wow.
Ner mitzvah is Torah Shebaal Peh, and Torah Or is Torah Shebechsav. Torah Shebechsav, God wrote it already. There's nothing for me to add. And so that's the Indian. You learn Torah Shebechsav by day and Torah Shebaal Peh by night, and so Kisvei Ari. You know, no, yeah, it's right.
It's
you know.
It's only for Tzvardim?
No. So that's it. The Ner, right, and that's what mitzvah is also. It's connected to the Or of Torah Shebaal Peh, right? But that's what mitzvahs are also, that the guf, which is a kli for the neshama, does the mitzvahs, right? The neshama can't do a mitzvah without the guf. So when the neshama comes down to earth to do the mitzvahs, you put the Or in kalim, and it puts in the kalim of the guf, and the guf becomes immortal, right, and zochet olam haba, and it puts Or into olam hazeh, and olam hazeh begins to, you know, evolve, for lack of a better word, and become olam haba. It's to put the Or in kalim. That's you know, that's what mitzvahs are, and that's what the Torah Shebaal Peh is. And halacha is not halacha is not determined by what's written in the Chumash. There's not a single mitzvah that you could do kehilchasa based on the information in Chumash. Not even bris milah. It doesn't say where to cut. Right, you know, halacha is alpi the Torah Shebaal Peh. Right, you know that's what puts the Or. That's the Or that goes into Kalim. That's the mitzvahs, and that's why it's called Ner Mitzvah Taka. Right, and that's what the Rambam writes at the very beginning of his Hakdama. Right, you know, right that the now look at the Torah v'Mitzvah. Torah zutorsav v'Hamitzvah zu Torah Shebaal Peh zu Pirusha v'Netzavenu la'asos es haTorah al pi haMitzvah. Right, the Ikar of you know the Torah should be al pi the Mitzvah, which is the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Pirush. Right, so the mitzvahs connected, you know, and that's what mitzvahs are also. The only mitzvah is to put the Or of Torah in the kalim of the guf and of olam hazeh. That's why we got the Torah and the malachim didn't. If they would get the Torah, it would stay in heaven. That's what they said when they conceded Hashem, when conceded to Moshe Rabbeinu, when he won the debate, Hashem Adonenu Moadir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. B'chol Ha'aretz, you know. Right, if it stays by us, it's Hashem Tznohu T'chal HaShemayim. Hashem Adonenu Moadir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. Right, that's what I say. And Lutzu, yo, look, Chas Hisa Shem Gadol VeKadosh BaOlamecha. It's Ma'adir Shimcha B'chol Arts. The shame, which is the Torah, right, which is the essence, right, is Nizgala. You know, it comes down into the Kalim of the Guf. It comes down into the Kalim of the Metzias, right. And that's you know what the you know, that's what the Indian of a Beis HaMikdash is. It's a kli to hold the Or, right. Most pronounced by the menorah. Right, all the kelim, you know, so you have to ask a question, you know, Chanukah Samizbeach, right? They were renovating the Mizbeach during the days of Chanukah. Avnei Mizbeach Sheshiksum Anshei Yavan, but we make a big deal out of the menorah, right? Well, of course, we don't have a Mizbeach Bizman Hazeh, right? You know, but the main point was, you know, it says, you know, V'timu Koshmanim Uminosar Kankanim Nasa Nesla Shoshanim B'nei Bina. Kaidua Bina is the Or of Tyra, and the lower meters are called Bnei Bina, the Kalim, right? The 7 meters, the branches, are the Bnei Bina. Right, but they now it's recognized that they're Bnei Bina. But the point I want to make is Vitimu Kol Shmanim. They were talking about the whole Heichal. Vitimu Kol Shmanim, right? Because Shemen is Keneged Chochma. The Gemara says that the Bnei Tekol were very smart because they were Gilim B'Shemen Zayas. And that's where they brought the, you know, the Or of the Menorah from Tekol, which was 8 days away. It took 4 days there, 4 days, you know, 4 to 8 day trip to go there and come back. That's why they needed to light for 8 days, because by the end of 8 days, they had new Shemen from Tekol, right? So Shemen is Keneged Chochma. Vitimu Kol Shmanim, right? And the you know and the tumah that they put in the shmanim, right, is you know is this mistake, right, you know thinking, logic, is that etzim machshava or just a kli, to hold the real machshava of Torah? We're supposed to use logic in our lungs. We have to realize that Torah is even above that, right? How much bigger is Torah? We're blind to it. We're the Summa. They can't even see the full extent of the ore that he's handling. But we're handling ore that the Pikeach, Kiviyach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Nene from and gets Nachas Ruach from. We're handling that. We have that in our Kalim. They went with the Kli, and when the Kli is Goyver over the ore, there's Choshech, and that's what Chazal say, Choshech Zuyavan. Because when the Kli is Goyver on the ore, right? So, then there's Choshech. Right, because the Kli obscures the ore. Right, they got totally, hyped over the Kalim that they developed. You know, when they're just a tool, you know, to hold a higher ore. So it's a Vinoser Kankanim. Kankan is a Kli, right? Because I'll say Al Tistako B'Kankan El B'Masha B'Tocho. Right, don't get hung up with the Kan, because you can have a Yoshen Shafilu Choda Sheimbo, right? Don't look at the kankan, right? Now, so kankan, so as we said before, Kli itself is Lashon Machshava. But what does it say? The Gemara says in Eruvin, there was a Talmud in Yavek could be mitired the Sheretz Bekuf Nun Talmud. Right? You give 150 reasons to show that a Sheretz is Tahor, which is against the Torah. They can prove to you. Now, of course, if you could say 150 Shkarim, you could at least say, Chotch, 150 tamim of why Sheretz should yeah be tamim. That's kankan, right? And you could say 150 lies, So Koshke, you could say 150 truths, right? But the whole thing is just called kankan. Kankan, right? But uminosar kankanim doesn't just mean that this was the one left over, but noisar miloshim mosar, extra. Mosar. What overflows. Me nosar kankanim nasanes lashoshanim, right? This kankan, and that's how we get back to the Beis Yosef's kasha. It's nes pach hashemen. This kankan that its dimensions was only gashmius, the connection can only hold shemen for one night. They poured from it for 8 days. This kankan was bigger on the inside than on the outside. And that's why all 8 days are a nace. Because it had eight times the volume, perpetually. It was a nace, and that's meduit, nace pach hashemen, right? And that was the whole thing, the godless of Torah Shabbat Peh, right? The godless of Torah Shabbat Peh, that we have a pach shemen that seemingly could only hold finite information. An infinite or noiser kankanim is inside this kli. Like that Pach Shem miraculously held 8 days worth of oil, even though its dimensions were only one. It was perpetually a nace. It held eight. That Pach Shem in all 8 days held much more than its physical dimensions. They kept on pouring out of it. Right, and that's the Or of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's in the Kalim of our Moach. Right? And that's what's alluded to in the Etzem Mitzias of Ner. Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or, right? But it also says Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, and the Darshi Rishum, again, non-art school books have said, right, that Nefesh, right, is, Ner Psila Shemen, right? In these non-art school publications that the, right, that Kaidu is Nef, without getting into this minor details, but generally speaking, in the big bits, there's Nefesh Ruach Neshama and Guf. Right? The fire is connected to the neshama. which is Mamash connected the Or Torah, right? And that's why, and that's connected to the Neshama. That's what the pasuk says: Unishmas Shakai Tivinein. You get Havana, right? You know, from the Neshama. You don't really learn Torah with your mind. You learn Torah with your Neshama. You know, we can understand Torah Eloki because we have a Neshama, right? But you know that you know what keeps it connected. There's the psila, which runs from the flame all the way down to the bottom of the glass. That's connected the ruach. That bridges, you know, between the neshama and the nefesh, which is in the guf, and that's the shemen. You know, the nefesh fills the guf. It's called shiduv gufa, and that's the shemen that fills the kli, and the ner per se is the kli, right? And that's the guf, right? And that's the simcha, you know, that you know whatever is good about whatever they've done, whatever culture they have, whatever science, you know, when there was science, right? You know, when, right? Whatever, you know, them, you know, and all their vaccines, right?
Oh.
Right. Whatever is good, you know, that thing they call Mada, right?
What?
You know, Mada, you know, there you go, right? Whatever.
Total Mada.
No, but we don't, except that, you know, it's not a partnership, it's not a synthesis, it's not, right? You know, whatever is good about it, whatever is true about it, which a lot of it, you know, isn't, right? Sometimes, you know, the narrative, which, you know, also it's an interesting point, Hesber, when you explain something, you know, that's just a narrative. You know, there's a thing that you're trying to explain, there's the explanation. The Hesber is a kli, you know, so we say Hesberim, what's Chazoka, you know, what's Migu, you know, but all those Hesberim are just a kli, you know, and it's not, you know, and it's not, you know, so well, why did it take, you know, the Rosh Yeshiva to say it was Ne'emar's Koach HaTaina? Why didn't the Rishonim already say this black and white? Because the Hesber is just a kli. And every door has its own kalim, you know, and the Rishonim didn't need these types of terms because they didn't think with these types of terms, right? So the Hesber is just a kli, and every door has its own kalim, as its own, there's the seichel of the door, but it's just a kli. But what's common, every door has its own kalim, right? And that's what differentiates one door from another, but it's all the same or. All the same or in kalim mikalim shonim, right? And that just shows the godless that of the ore that it could fit into this kli, it could miraculously fit in this kli, miraculously fit into a different kli, and every door puts up different kalim, but it's all the same ore hatera that we got at saying. It's all the same infinite ore, just sitting. Every door gives it new kalim, you know, to be mamshechit to gashmias and to be misalik to choshech, right? You know, of the left, right? The misalik, you know, the woke, you know. In every door, we chip away at it. You know, you give new kelim for it to fill, to be misalik. You know, you know, the choshech that's there, right? You know, and whatever's emes about it will be a kli for the or, and whatever sheker about it, the or is deicher, right? All right, and that's what we want. Wait, so we have to work for the, to the gilui of or aneshama, the gilui of or tera, and to put in my own two cents. And that's what you know, connected their zedim, that they make a shita, a thought out shita, a plan, diabolical plan, right? Connected as oske sarasecha, but it's oske sarasecha, is that our esek hatorah is that to use our whole machshav to be osuk for sarasecha, right? To be mamid kalim, to hold the or hatorah, and that's how we'll win. And of course, we've got nowhere else to go except the yeshivas, but we do have to work on that, that to understand that the Reb Chaim, the Reb Shimon, that's a kli, right? And it's a kli to hold Or Torah, right? And if for some reason, you know, just like, you know, the Lomdus arose 100 years ago, because it shtimmed, people liked it, it clicked, it fit in the kalim, you know, of how the people were thinking, right? So that was a way, and that was the godless. They put in new kalim, because the old kalim, we don't use these kalim anymore, for whatever reason, right? All right, so maybe we have to, like, continue the process of avada. We've got nowhere else to go. except being oiske sorasecha. But maybe there is a challenge to be mamid new kalim for this door to hold the or. So when Bezer Hashem, you know, when we do that, right, we will, right? Right, that's my take on it. Right, that's my take on it. With be mamid new kalim to hold the or, right? And with that we will, you know, the will be zocher when all the kalim that need to be filled will be filled. That's when we'll have or chadash al tzion toyer, the new or will be minzgal because it already has been all the kalim have been filled, and that's when we go Litzion Brina, but we're not going to go Litzion Brina until let's go Brandon. Han, hi.